I know that it takes a lot of work, and I appreciate what they do. Just watching them set up when you come in there during the day, see all the work they do, I'm thinking, boy, that's a lot of work and a lot of dedication, and I appreciate that. Praise God. But I'm going to get in the Word of God. I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me. And I'm going to start at Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. And the Bible says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all the work which God created and made." I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the rest. The rest. It was started from at the beginning, and it continues today. And God knows that that rest is we need. We need. So let's pray right now. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your word. And I thank you for all the folks that are here. And just pray that your will be done here, that you touch those that are here and bless them, Lord. And I ask this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise God. You may be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, when everybody has read the book of Genesis. It's funny, at the beginning of the year, everybody goes, "I'm going to read a Bible the whole year through." And so where we start, we go in Genesis, and we make it through Genesis. And it's got to be the most read book in the Bible, because a lot of people get there, and then they might not continue for whatever reasons. But Genesis, and we know the story of creation. We know that God made the earth and everything in it in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. And did God need rest? No, but he rested. Okay, God is moving all the time, doing things, but he was setting a precedence. He was saying, you know, that this is the day, you know, we need to sanctify this. This is holy. And he said that he rested on that day. And that word rested means to desist from exertion. He knew that mankind, our bodies can't go 24/7. I wish I could, but I can't. You wish you could, but you can't. You might try, you'll wear yourself out, and that's not, God put that in us that we need to rest from time to time. That's why every night, we're, you know, depending on how old you are, you might be in bed at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Some of your young people, they stay up real late. But you still need rest, and God set this from the very beginning. God made a precedent that, you know what, rest is something that you're going to need. Rest is there, and he's here to help us to get the rest. You know, in Exodus chapter 23, the Lord was talking, and he's talking about the land. Even the land needed rest back then. He said, "And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof, but the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard." He even made it for, on the seventh year, for the land to take a rest. Because as we know, if you've ever grown things, you keep constantly, without putting a bunch of chemicals in it to boost it, you're going to hurt the ground if you keep using it where it does need a rest. That's why when they grow crops, they alternate what kind of crops they put in, because of the things that come out, the nitrogen and all that they need and the ground needs. And so if you keep taking it out and never letting it replenish some of it, unless it's man-made and you put it in chemicals, and that soil is not going to produce as much as it used to. Everybody say amen? And so we know that rest is important to God for us. He even said it was important for the land. It was very, very important. God said that everything was just going to be fine. I mean, that he created a way, even with Noah, that he showed us what it's like to rest and then to not rest. And when I talk about that, I bring your attention to Genesis chapter 8. I want you to see where when the ark finally rested on Mount Ararat, that Noah didn't know if it was safe to open the door yet. And so starting in verse 6, it says, that, and it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth the raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him, unto the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abraded from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. So picture this. Noah takes a raven. He says, okay, go. And I don't know, this raven just went back and forth. It didn't have anywhere. So you got this thing. I don't know what ravens sound like. It sounds, I guess, like a crow. You know, just going like this. Looking around, trying to find somewhere to rest and just going and going. And you got to understand, if that was me, I'd get tired. I would get tired. You'd get tired. I'd be like, oh, where can I land? E-I-E-I-O. You know, I mean, where? And the dove now, a dove, a little bitty dove that, you know, he put out there, it went out there and it flew along. I don't know what they sound like either. And he said, you know what? I'm tired and there is nowhere for me to rest. So I got to go back to the ship. I got to go back to that man that let me out. And so he goes back there, and Noah stretches forth his hand, and that dove comes in there, and he brings him in. And he let him rest for about 7 more days. And he said, okay, dove, time to go again. He let him out, and the whole time the raven's still out there. Getting wore out, getting just tore up, just and the little dove goes out there, just going and going, flopping around, doing whatever he's doing, and he's doing his thing, and he comes back 7 days later. He's got a little twig in his thing there, but he still didn't find anywhere to rest, and so when he went back to that man again. That man stuck forth his hand, brought him in, seen the olive twig, and said, so the waters are going down, but not yet. So he waited another 7 days, and he sent him out, and that little dove went out, doing its thing, and he never came back again. Then Noah knew that, you know, after 40 days it rested and another 21 that they sit there, he said, now I can open the door and let him out. But the question is, are we a raven or are we a dove? Are we out there flapping our wings, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and we get weary? Now, people say, you know, church people should be up all the time doing this. That's not true. We might look like we're okay on the outside, but you don't know what's going on in the inside. Only God knows what's going on the inside. And God knows when you need rest. God knows when you need a refreshing. God knows when it's time for you to come back to the man and let him pull you in and give you rest. Because if you think that you can go and you struggle and you struggle like the raven did, all you're going to do is wear yourself out continually, that you're really not going to be any good. You're not going to be good at all. You need that rest that only God can give you. And only God can give you that rest. There's no, you know, earthly man that can give you that rest. Yes, there's a kind of a relief when you know, brothers get together, sisters get together, and we talk and we encourage one another. But that rest that you need and I need comes only from Almighty God. That is the only place that the rest is ever going to come from, and it's going to come from Almighty God. And we got to realize that, you know what? It's time that we get into it and say, Lord, I got to come back to you. I got to get to you because I need that rest, and you're the only one that can give me that. God is the only one that can give you the rest that you need. We struggle, you know, everybody said, you know, oh, living for the Lord is easy. Yes, it is easy, but, you know, there's trials and there's temptations and there's things, and it's tough at times, and there's times that we're just like, feel overwhelmed, and it's like, Lord, I need help, and God says, come here, come to me. I'm going to get you, and I'm going to refresh you. God knows every struggle you're going through right now. God knows everything that's going on inside of you. Even though there's maybe on the outside, nobody here knows what you're going through right now. But I'm telling you, God knows. There's a song my wife used to sing. Actually, I think I had her sing it as more encouragement to me. It says, a warrior is a child. Talks about, you know, you don't really know. On the outside, I might look like the warrior, but you don't know when I'm away from you what I go through. And, you know, I don't know what you go through, or any of you, but he does. And when I get with God, that's the only time that the heart really can get flushed out, because God really just grabs hold of me. And you know, I've always said, and this is true and always has been, being in the world for many years before I come to God, you couldn't get me to cry for nothing. You could beat on me and that wouldn't work. But I get in the presence of God and I'm just like the water faucet got turned on. Oh my goodness, what is it? I'm leaking, you know, because he can soften my heart, and he can soften yours if you'll let him. But the thing is, you got to let him. There's no sense being like the raven and sitting out there and struggling by yourself. It's no good to be struggling by yourself. It's not biblical for you to struggle like that. Because Jesus in Matthew, he was talking about coming to him and what he had for people. He said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, fly back to the boat. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. The word rest there means to be exempt. He says, I'll give you some rest that you need. I'll give you the rest that you need. And he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. And then that word rest there means intermission. You know, every once in a while, we need a, give me a break, Lord. Refresh me. Give me that boom I need. Give me that little fire I need again. Just put it in me. Let me go. And he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What we need to know is that, you know, God knows what's going on inside of you anyway. But what you got to do is say, you know, I got to get this raven mentality out of my head and be like a little dove and say, Lord, I got to get back to you. I got to come to you because that's the only place that I'm going to get my rest. And it's the only place you're going to get your rest. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to find it in anything else. You could hide it in. I know a lot of people that, you know, in church, all of a sudden I got to work, and always working, you know, and they're hiding things through work. You know, not that there's times where we have to work. I know that. Me too. But there are things that we got to understand that God knows exactly what we're doing. And there he is going, come here, come here. You ain't going to find it there. Come here. You come here. I need you. And I know that I want you to come to me so I can give you some rest. And we get stubborn and we get, I ain't going to move, praise God. He's going to have to come send somebody down and talk to me right to my face. Don't be like that. Be sensitive to God. When God tugs on your heart, I don't care when it is, if it's in the middle of a song or if God says, it's time you come to me, that's when you need to go to him. We need to go to God when God says, hey, come on, now's your time. Well, it's not the right time. It's the right time for God. It's the right time. Because you believe me, if God is telling you to come and to do what he says, obedience is better than sacrifice, it is the right time. It was the right time for that dove to make its way back. He said, I'm tired. I need help. And the man said, no, he said, come on in. And God's saying, you're tired, you're weary, you can't handle this on your own. Come here. Come on in. Let me take you and comfort you. And I'll just send you out there a little bit at a time. You come back 7 more days, okay, not ready yet. We'll wait another 7 days. And so we find that that's exactly that God wants us to come to him for our rest. And when I was up last night, and this morning I had a scripture going through my mind, and just one of them that wouldn't leave me. And in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9, it says, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. And here's the sad part. Yet they would not hear. With stammering lips and another tongue, he will cause the weary to rest. And when we look at that and we see that, we got to understand it. You know, it's only through the Holy Ghost that you're going to get that rest you need in your soul. It's through the Lord moving in a way to encourage you. And when you look at the words there, rest, it means being peaceful. It means to settle down, to stay. It says, you know, when you have the Holy Ghost stirred up in you and that, it'll get you to stay put where you need to be. And so the question here is, God says, here's how I'm going to give you rest. Showed you how the raven just went and just never found no rest for his feet. The dove went for a little bit and came back, went again and came back, finally went and found some rest for its feet. And God says, you know, it's with stammering lips and other tongues I'll cause the weary to rest. Yet they would not hear. Isn't that sad? We've got the answer for the world today. We know that the sure way to rest with the Lord is through the Holy Ghost and through His presence. And when you say, Lord, I give up. I give up. I'm tired of fighting this by myself, and I can't do it. You know, I was talking to my brother earlier, and I said, you know, guys are different than women. Y'all know that, right? But women, it seems like, have an easier time to lean on God. It's just my personal observation. I've been in many churches, and it's mostly women, okay? That's what I like about it. There's all these men in here. They're used to leaning on a man to help them. Men, let's be honest, we like to do it ourselves. I'll take care of it. I'm the man. You know, we're all that. Don't get jealous, okay? But we get where we want to handle it ourselves until we come to the realization that we can handle it ourselves. You see, men, we're just... Man, I go up there and I start bawling like a baby. They're going to think I'm the weakest individual in the world. Are you kidding me? God be rejoicing. God be happy. He says, finally, finally, they gave to me. You know, they gave in to me. And that's what God is trying to tell you today. You don't have to be weary. You don't have to be tired. And you don't have to... Wear yourself out. There is no sense in this. You need to come to God and go ahead and say, Lord, I'm tired of flapping my wings, getting nowhere. I need you. I need you to help me. I need you to show me what I need to do. I'm just totally in your hands right now. And when I say totally in his hands, I mean from everything from A to Z. And so we're at a point where God is just saying, you know, this is between you and him now. This is him dealing with your heart now and him trying to talk to you right now. But the Spirit of God is moving on hearts right now to tell you, you know in your heart what you need to do. Isaiah said and prophesied that this is how I'll give them rest, but they wouldn't hear. Are we going to be part of that prophecy? I don't want to be a part of that prophecy. I want to be one that says, I heard and I obeyed. And I did what God told me to do. Because you know what? Even if I'm wrong, if I say, God, this is what I'm thinking you're doing. I prayed about it. I don't know if I heard you right. I put the effort in. He'll correct it and he'll honor it because I went to him. But if I take it on myself to just do it the way I want to do it, I'm on my own. I'm like that raven. I'm just like that raven out there, just la, 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 and I'm getting nowhere. And so for something for you to consider for today, as you know, we talk about what's the purpose of a church, we have to ask, what's the purpose of us? You know, to have the church body, you got to, it starts with the individual, and everybody has to fulfill your purpose that God gives you. And the first thing is, you get your rest, and you got to get your salvation. And you've got to do what God asks you to do, because it's important that you follow after God. And I don't want to drag this out. I don't want to do it. I don't want to cut it short too much either. You've got a whole lot of time. But when God says, I'm done, I'm done. I learned that a long time ago. If I keep rambling, you'll say, man, he's rambling. And I'm not going to do that. I want God to deal with your hearts and speak to you. Because no matter what words are ever preached out of here, yes, the word's anointed, but it's when the Spirit is moving and talking and touching and moving on your heart and telling you what you need to do. The question is, will you obey him or not? And when the devil tries to say, maybe you can do it later, do it this way, wait for this, whatever, maybe God's not saying that to you. Maybe God's saying right now, maybe you need to do whatever God's telling you. Because the one thing you want to do is always please God. Please God. Hallelujah. Let's just stand right now. I'm like I said, I cut it a little short. I just feel like it's, God don't want me to go anymore. If you need time to pray, you got time to pray. Whatever you got to do, you got to follow what God tells you to do. I do what God tells me to do, and you do what God tells you to do. And that's the only way we're ever going to have peace in our lives. Is by doing what God says to do. So I'm just going to pray just a simple prayer that we follow God, listen to God, and we move if God tells us to move. So Father, I come to you, Lord, and I hope, Lord, I delivered everything that you wanted me to deliver today. And I'm asking, Lord, that the hearts that you moved on, the scriptures you gave me, Lord, for someone in here today, God, that you would move on them and that people will obey you, that people will follow you, they will listen to you and do whatever it is that you're telling them to do. Because, Lord, it's very, very important that we please you. Obedience is so much better than sacrifice. And Lord, I just pray I turn this over to you, Lord, and let you have your way. Because there's not nothing in my words are going to do, God, but your Spirit is doing the work. And I thank you for that, God, and ask you right now, God, that you just have your way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Just follow God, okay? Hallelujah. God bless you all. Oh.
telling others about Christ. God increased my passion for soul winning through running the campus ministry at FAU.
I was in. Just love you. Matthew 16 and 18. To our guests again, we say thank you so much. We're excited about having you with us here today.